From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. As Valentine's Day approaches, greeting card aisles are blossoming with red hearts and romantic sentiments. The smell of freshly cut flowers is sweetening the winter air. And in this week's What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about the story of one song, The Fragrance of Roses, stirs up dark emotions for a legendary Louisiana Cajun singer.
Hello, I'm Michael Doucet from the group Beau Soleil from Lafayette Parish, Louisiana. This song is called Quand les fleurs fleurissent. It basically means when the flowers bloom or project their scent of a rose. You know, when it's dying, that's when it smells the best. My dear one, don't cry for me. In this moment, with this rope around my neck, my life is wasted. I completely screwed up. But my heart only beats for you, and I don't deserve your love. So please don't cry for me. Goodbye. Je mérite pas ton amour, c'est au revoir. This old Twilight Zone feature I saw as a kid, it was called Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. And what I can remember about it, there was like a Confederate colonel surrounded by four Union officers, and they were basically going to hang him from the bridge. So they put the noose around his neck. So, you know, what if you had 10 seconds, you know, before you knew you were going to die? What would you be thinking? Oh, bébé, attrape-tu-les-là. My loved one, catch all those tears. They're filling up below your beautiful blue eyes. And water the ground around the Cherokee roses. In Louisiana, the Cherokee roses grow wild. And when you pass by, think of me. It's a romantic death song, you know? And there's something about love and death. I mean, the more I think about death, the more I think about living. So the more you get into the closeness of death, the more you enjoy life. So it's kind of a thing, don't let that moment go. For me, singing in French in the continental United States has been tough, but at the same time, it's been very rewarding because this is American music. So for me, it's like, how can I communicate these sentiments just by music and by the French language? You follow the heart and it tells you what to do.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenidis of the Western Folklife Center.